And some news here in California. State lawmakers are debating whether to blacklist contractors who help build President Trump's proposed border wall. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
To Democratic State Senator Ricardo Lara, it's this simple.
If you're a business that wants to do work with Trump's proposed wall, then quite frankly, California doesn't want to do business with you.
Lara's bill would ban the state from contracting with any company that provides goods or services to the federal government for a federally funded southern border wall.
What would we think of businesses that would work on an internment camp? What would we think of businesses that work on segregated schools? I mean, these were legitimate projects back in the day, and if they so happen to exist during this time, would we be okay with businesses contributing to that?
Contractors, of course, see big problems with this legislation.
What we're doing here is very dangerous in that we're creating a slippery slope and handpicking projects that are not politically favorable to the California legislature.
That's former Democratic Assemblyman Felipe Fuentes, who's now a lobbyist for California contractors. At a recent committee hearing, he told lawmakers that while he opposes the border wall, this bill would create a slippery slope.
If we have jobs or contracts that are out to bid for prisons, or for Planned Parenthood clinics, at what point do we stop handpicking projects and put them in the crosshairs of these political conversations?
This debate is playing out in state houses across the country. New York has a bill that would blacklist border wall contractors and force public pension funds to divest from them. A divestment bill in Rhode Island has a committee hearing this week. But the fates of these bills are far from clear. They'll need to win approval from state lawmakers, governors, and quite possibly courts. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Sacramento.